Nick Barrett, South Carolina defensive lineman. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. So I wanted to ask you this because I heard you were the general of the defensive tackle room. What do you have to do to earn that title?
Man, I've just been here the longest. You know, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, so self-explanatory.
And, I mean, you're kind of a rarity a little bit in these times of college football where, I mean, you're fifth-year senior, right? Most players, I mean, it seems like nowadays, 2 years out, what's it like to be the general, the elder statesman of a locker room these days?
It's fun, you know, just leading these young guys along. So it's fun, man. It's cool. And it's crazy because, like, when I came in, like, the older guys were Jabari Ellis, JJ Inetbari. So just to see myself in the same position that they were in when I first came in, it's just crazy. Yeah, like time flies.
I say it is a little bit of a culture shock just to come from high school to South Carolina football. But, you know, one thing about Coach Beamer that we've always enjoyed is just it seems like he's got a, you know, I don't know, like a good relationship with the players. How does that relationship move into this season, this 2025 season? I mean, again, you're the captain, so I'm sure he's coming to you to be that voice in that locker room. So what is kind of the message that South Carolina is going to have this year?
We're going to continue to take a step forward, you know, so that's really the message. You know, we came up short with the CFP, so we're going to prepare like as if we got a chip on our shoulder, so we can, you know, we can get out there and make it to the CFP this year.
I'm glad you said that because did they ever explain to you? Because still we don't understand it. You go to Clemson, you beat them, and yet they get to go to the college football play. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
I mean, whatever their rules were, I think they said conference champions go to the what's the name. So regardless of what happened, they were a conference champion. So.
Yeah, but they weren't state champion.
Right. Right. Right.
Hey, how early on did you know that Dylan Stewart was like a different player? I mean, was it like day one or how was it?
His first spring there, it was crazy. Like, I used to get him and Kyle Kinnard mixed up a lot. Like, they were always in the backfield. I was like, because I would be, you know, like when you're on the sideline watching, you can't really see the jersey number, you just see the body type. So it's like, was that Cal or was that Dylan? So it's like, you know, he's always been dominant ever since he stepped on campus.
Well, speaking of dominant, is there a guy that maybe in your time that maybe the best fight you've had up there in the trenches, like if you're thinking offensive line, is there one guy that you've gone against that you're like, man, I'd like to have another round with him?
You talking about like
just offensive linemen you've gone against?
Oh, everybody, you know, everybody. No, we yeah, I ain't gonna say too much, but like, yeah, you know, it's the SEC. We go against good O-lines every week. So, yeah.
Well, you also play with who we think is the best quarterback in the conference, Lenore Sellers. And, man, he makes so many people miss tackles. I think in the A&M game, they should have had about 8 or 9 sacks that they couldn't get him to the ground. So be honest with me, because I know they don't let you just unleash on the quarterback ever at practice for good reason. But if you had Lenore Sellers one-on-one, what's your confidence level that you're taking him to the ground?
man, I like me. I'm always bet on myself, man. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He's a hard guy to bring down. He's very elusive, you know. So I ain't gonna lie. Spring ball, he almost got me one time. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like he almost put the moves on me. So pause. He's a good player. But like I said, like the only thing he can do with Lenore is grab and hold on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Have you seen his game go to another level? I mean, because I think we also say from week 1 to week 12, I don't know if there was a player maybe in the country that got better at or as improved as him. Now he's going into year 2 as a starting quarterback. Like, what has he added to his game that you've seen?
He just, you know, he just continues to get better at all points of his game, you know. He brings it every day at practice, the ultimate competitor. You know, he continues to stack days, so I think he's continuing to get better, yeah.
Well, I got to ask you, because when I think defensive line, I say that's the funniest group on the whole football team. Who's, if you had all the D-line right here right now, who would you say is the funniest one in that group?
Including the edges?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's either between JT Gear or Xavion Hardy.
Got any good stories on either one of them?
They just funny, man. Like, JT, he's just a, you know, he got a great personality. You know, you know what I'm saying? He just brings that energy. Like, we'll be in the weight room. We just making everybody laugh. And then Zay's more of a trash talker. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just like some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is crazy. So, yeah.
So, now you're a lot of the defensive linemen from Carolina off to the NFL. Now you're stepping up, replacing some elite players. What's your confidence level that the defensive line can be just as good this year?
Well, my confidence level is high. You know, we just go out here, prepare like how we're supposed to. We shouldn't have any issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's it like playing for Coach White, who I think he may be the best defense coordinator in the conference too?
Coach White, it's fun playing for him. You know, I like his scheme a lot. I mean, obviously it's the only one I've seen, but I like how he has it set. Set up for the interior D line, like it's like he has us in position to make great plays and stuff like that. So I love his scheme, man. It's fun.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you. I know you said not to get you in trouble. I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but there was a interview with Diego Pavia a couple weeks ago. It went pretty viral. He said there was one game that he had circled, and it was Week 3, South Carolina. I don't think Vanderbilt's beat South Carolina in like 20 years or something crazy like that. I'm just wondering if that made it back to the locker room, if you guys heard those comments, and just what's it like to be Vanderbilt's number one target this year?
I haven't heard that. This is the first time that I heard it. But like I said, we just treat every game the same. Go out there with the mindset, you know, go out there to win.
All right, Will.
Well, please take it with you.
Yeah.
Because I know you're gonna, I know you'll be having it posted up in the locker room. But last thing I've got for you, man. Just honestly, because you've been here a while now, you're mentoring some of these young folks and stuff. It's like, what's the big goal for you? If 2025 is a success, what's the general's biggest goal that he's got to hit?
Win. Is just winning. Winning's better for everybody. You know. Everybody, you know, like even like, you know, winning just helps everybody's draft stock. Like, so it's winning is just the main thing. You know, when you winning, you got scouts coming out to see you and everything. So that's the main goal, win.
All right, well, good luck. I think you guys are gonna do a lot of winning this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you.